Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager, where we analyze the developments in the crypto space. So if you're an investor in the crypto space, one thing is sure, you have a strong heart. You need to have the ability and of course a strong stomach too. You need to have the ability to be able to see major volatility. And that is what has happened in the last 15-20 days. So development number one, what happened is that Bitcoin from $110,000 approximately sharply corrected down to 78 and then went up again to the high 90s, crossing almost 100. And then there was an announcement that there will be a crypto summit happening in the White House, held by, of course, Donald Trump. Now, the expectations that were set by news or maybe in the minds of investors is that the US will announce a strategic Bitcoin reserve where they will buy Bitcoin. What happened is that they did not announce fresh buying. What did they say is that, you know, the existing Bitcoin that we have reserved, we will not sell it, even the seized Bitcoins. And Trump said that the US Treasury should consider buying more Bitcoin or adding to its reserve at the right price. Now, this set off a little bit, you know, of a sell-off. Markets again started correcting. Bitcoin started falling. But what is interesting is people are ignoring one thing. Now, if you go back maybe 6 months and say that, you know, one day or maybe a year back, you will say that the United States government or the president will announce a strategic Bitcoin reserve, which is basically they're keeping a reserve as a hedge against, you know, the devaluation of the currency. It would be totally outrageous to even think of it. When this positive development has happened, the problem is that the greed is very high. Currently, the expectations are that it should go to double, triple, and Bitcoin should keep flying. But that has not happened because when they said, we will not buy fresh now, that is when profit booking has started. A lot of people entered in that hype, maybe between 70 to 80,000, thinking that it will go now to 120, 130, 140, they will double their money in few months. When that is not happening, they are panicking and coming out. Statistics to analyze is that our big investors or we people who hold more Bitcoin, whales, which can be looked at from different on-chain data, are they exiting? The answer is no. They are accumulating, right? Of course, as technical analysts, a lot of traders, short-term, medium-term, look at technical analysis. And to be honest, technical indicators are a little weak currently. But then, you know, technical analysis can only tell you if this happens, that will happen. But it cannot tell you what will happen for sure. One thing is clear that it's a big stamp of approval. Because Bitcoin is no longer illegal, at least in the United States. And such a big country has put it as a strategic reserve and an alternative currency in almost in the form. So there are other nations which might, not sure, but which might also start giving it a more acceptance. And then the acceptance may increase also of the cryptocurrency. The another issue is that what currently the challenge, including me, many are facing is that the altcoin space has not gone up, especially coins like Ethereum and Solana, and many were expecting ADA, XRP to just fly. Now, that has been such a unusual situation till now that many retail are fed up. That is something which has happened a little unusual this time, because ever since Donald Trump announced his own meme coin, after, you know, taking oath, a huge number of meme coins were launched. A lot of money has been lost. And meme coins are something where is a lottery, where people like to play lottery to become get rich quick overnight. Most people lose money. Because of that, the focus on good projects which are building, creating value in the blockchain space, have not attracted that much money, especially from the average retail investor. And that is the reason why altcoins are struggling and suffering. Now, it's a very tricky situation right now. There is a school of thought which says Bitcoin could hit low 70s, which is a very big possibility on the technical analysis chart, which I chart. And as per my analysis too, 68 to 70,000, which was the last time's all-time high in 2021, and which is a huge resistance which was cleared in late of last year, that is a huge support. If that level does not break on at least a weekly basis, we can still expect Bitcoin to trend up higher this year, probably a little bit longer. But if that level breaks, then unfortunately, we will not go higher soon. We will go lower, 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 and then find a base. So always remember, in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or in any investing class, we have to keep reminding ourselves, emotions should not get better of us. That is the classic and the biggest problem us retail investors face. When fear is high, extreme fear is high, that is when we should add. And when the market sentiment turns to greed, is when we should partially book or whatever, you know, fully book your profits based on your, you know, vision and your holding time frame. But the opposite is what most of the people do. When there is despair and when there is high negativity, which is currently in the crypto market is high, that is when they start selling. Selling at that time is never, never, never sensible. Now, that said, you know, if you're in it for long term, and if you add Bitcoin on regular intervals, X number of dollars or whatever currency, rupees, jo bhi hai, every week, and you stay steady, then over a period of 3 to 4 years, Bitcoin has always rewarded people. Even someone who bought at the highest peak of 65, 66,000 in 2021, in 3 years has almost seen 70 to 80% gains, 80%. So none of the other asset classes have really outperformed Bitcoin over a period of time. But this is how we should address, and this is how we should try to navigate. So stay steady, and we will keep bringing you more updates on this crypto space. Stay tuned to our channel. And if you like this content useful, please do share it with more people. It encourages us and helps to bring more content at a regular basis in order to guide and share our mindset. Till next edition, take care. Bye.